Welcome to the Fortnite Newscast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Fortnite Newscast. This is episode 85. The date today is December 8th, so we missed Thanksgiving. We didn't record an episode last weekend because of the Thanksgiving holiday, so I just want to wish everybody, I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. And as always, I'm joined with my fantastic co-host, Thirsty Turkey, and we are eager to jump into all the shit that we missed. So we had update 11.20 while we were gone. So daily challenges are back and can be completed for XP. There will be up to three available at one time, and then at once a day you can replace one challenge for another, which is nice because if you have one that's like grenade kills or something like that, those are BS. I don't like that. So you can get an easier one to do. In the locker, you can now filter your items by season. Wow, dude, if I could freaking talk. It shows that I haven't done this for a little bit. If in the locker, you can now filter your items by the season they were introduced in. So to filter the items by season, just enter the season name into the search bar, and you can, you know, just like season 5, season X, chapter 1, or chapter 2, season 1, however you guys want to do it, and it'll show all the skins from that season that you put in, which I think is a super cool. It's super cool because there's always times where, oh, let's just play with like old skins. So everybody play with the season 1 skin, and there's a lot of stuff that's like been released at certain times when you don't really remember when it was put out. So I like that they did this. It's cool, so you're going to kind of be able to flex on people a little more.
That's like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I'm really glad that they did that. I think it's pretty badass. Mm-hmm. You can now adjust the UI contrast, and to do that, you just go to the user interface contrast setting in the graphics section in the video settings. That's actually sounded a lot more complicated than it is, but I'm sure you'll find it in about 2 minutes. They added a tutorial playlist for the mobile version of Fortnite for all of the mobile plebs out there. I'm just kidding, you guys aren't plebs. There are some fucking gnarly good mobile players, and it's crazy to watch them play. But you can now learn how to play Fortnite on there if you don't really have access to a console or a PC.
I better get into that ASAP.
It's so bad. You played with us one time, didn't you?
Yeah, from mobile. Yeah. I kind of want to jump in and see like what the tutorial entails.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably like this. Have you ever see those the pictures of the old like how to be good at Fortnite books when like Fortnite just came out and it taught you to build a wall behind you so people didn't shoot you from behind? Dude, it was like the most, it was just like the dumbest stuff that if you look at it, it's like, that's not how anybody plays.
Exactly.
I told you to build bridges over all the waters and stuff like that. Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, okay. We can swim now. So
yeah, exactly.
No reason.
So they added the Microsoft DirectX 12 support to the PC version of Fortnite. To go activate that, just select it in the advanced graphics section in the video settings. They adjusted the headshot multiplier of the tac shotgun, so it's now in line with the headshot multiplier of the pump, which is a crazy change because the tactical shotgun had a higher multiplier than the pump. And
wow.
It really, in my mind, it makes these guns a lot more even because it was really just tax season.
This
whole season has been very odd with shotguns because the tacks really haven't been that viable since like season 5 or 6, I think it was. But to be able to actually be able to use them again was really fun. But I love the feel of the pump. I love being able to just deal a massive amount of damage and swap and do something else. And you just couldn't do that in the meta that it was in.
Yeah.
I do want to apologize to anybody because I'm sick as fuck. So, like, if I'm coughing or you hear me, like, clinking around this cough drop in my mouth, I do apologize. But that's why I'm doing it. Also, they increased the effective health, which is the sum of the health and shield given by Slurp tankers. So, I believe that they will give you 100 total of whatever you need now, which I think is awesome. So, it's the big trucks that have all the Slurp juice in the back that you break open and it gives you everything. It used to only give you 5. But now I do believe it gives you 100.
Didn't they also add like an ammo reticle on the screen now?
They did. Yeah, they did. It shows you like there's a little meter that shows you if your gun's reloaded or not. I thought that my game was glitched and it was stuck in like the because it looks a lot like the shotgun timer.
I think you can turn it off though, can't you? I think there's a setting
I'm
to turn
sure.
it off. Maybe I don't know.
I like
I
it though.
It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
All right, so we have update 11.20 bug fixes. They resolved syncing issues involving the Bandage Bazooka. Because these have been resolved, the bandage bazooka has been re-enabled, finally.
Thank God.
Like, that thing was gone for a while.
Yeah, get your challenges done before they take this out of the game again.
Exactly. So they addressed reports of hitching on mobile devices. They addressed reports of buildings sometimes appearing low-detailed on PlayStation 4 yes. and Xbox One as players land on the map. This is a big issue that I know that my friends had a lot of problems. Me, not so much on the PS4, but I know a lot of Xbox One users had, like, rendering issues where nothing would load in, they wouldn't be able to move, and they landed to be glitched out, and it was just tough to kind of loot when you first dropped into the map.
Yeah.
So it's good to see that they finally fixed that. The hair of the Devastator outfit now appears the intended color. I guess it would show a different color.
I don't even
color.
Know. What is the Devastator skin? I'm not even really sure.
I think it's the... I have no idea. Right. I don't want to say it and be wrong.
I'm just going to Google it.
So you guys know, yeah. The Devastator outfit now appears the intended color for all you Devastator skin users. The John Wick outfit's pistol no longer appears larger than intended. Now, I'm assuming this is the legitimate John Wick skin, not the season.
Yeah, I believe he did have a pistol on his hip or something like that.
Okay, good. The magma wrap now appears correctly on everything except the bandage bazooka and pistol. It will appear correctly on these weapons in a future release. So they're working on the bandage bazooka and pistol. But the magma wrap now appears how it used to appear because it did change a little bit at the drop of season. Because I noticed it with my friend Steve. We were playing. And I was like, dude, does the magma wrap look a little different to you? And he was like, yeah, it definitely does. And I was like, well, maybe it's just a new style, or obviously now it's a bug. And they addressed that and fixed it. So.
Yeah, I assumed it was a new style, and I thought both of them looked cool, but I did like the old one better. So I'm glad they reverted whatever they did to it.
Yeah.
So now I think this is so awesome, and it's just in time for like Christmas. If you don't know what to buy your like nerdy friends, or you want Christmas gift ideas from your parents, they are now introducing V-Buck cards coming to stores, and they'll be available online. So much like a Subway gift card or a gas card, you can now go buy like V-Bucks on cards. So these will be available in GameStop, Best Buy, Target, Walmart, and CVS. They did note that they will have more stores coming in time, but this is just kind of like the first wave of throwing all these cards out. And I think this is such a good idea because I know there's a lot of the younger audience that plays Fortnite, their parents aren't really that comfortable with putting their money linking their credit card to basically their kids Xbox, PlayStation account. So I like this idea. I think that they could really see a massive influx in V-Bucks, especially around the holiday. This is the perfect time to do this.
For sure.
And in this same little announcement, they also mentioned that the Merry Mint pickaxe is not done just yet. So they said, due to the high demand for this item, we will continue to replenish retailers' Minty Mint pickaxe inventories. Please check with your local retailer to confirm availability. Remember that you must make a purchase of a Fortnite item at a participating retailer to receive the Merry Mint pickaxe redemption code. So in the U.S., these are available in GameStop, Amazon 4-Star, Amazon Book Retail Stores, and Target. So run on over to there if you guys didn't get your Minty Axe. I thought that this was going to be like a limited thing only up until like December 1st. But
yeah,
it looks like I'm assuming they sold a pretty fair amount of items if they're going to be just replenishing all their dealers.
Yeah. I mean, why not? It's right? A good... good sales tactic.
I fucking love people that pickaxe, dude.
It is pretty cool. I might have to go cop one before they stop putting these codes and stuff out.
Shout out to Joey. Joey ended up, he went to the store and got a couple of them and gave me a code. What a guy.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, Joey's fucking sweet.
What a beast.
Dude, I know. He's like, hey, go check your Facebook. And I checked my Facebook and he sent me the picture of the code.
Yeah, it was that's sweet, sick. Man. That's awesome. All right, so the Force is strong with Fortnite. Next weekend, something from a galaxy far, far away is visiting Risky Reels. This is like one of my favorite things that they've ever done. This is great. I am such a fan of this. On Saturday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern time, drop in as director J.J. Abrams will reveal never-before-seen footage from Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker live at Risky Reels. Grab some popcorn and watch the exclusive scene in-game ahead of the movie's release only in Fortnite. Remember to drop in early at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time when the doors open. So this is like the coolest thing that
dude, this is badass.
They may have ever done. I mean, number one, to get this as like to have a Star Wars movie release unseen footage before the movie's out is like crazy in itself.
Yeah.
And the fact that Fortnite pulled this off is like really, really amazing.
Yeah, this is easily the biggest collab that they've done yet.
Oh, 100%. This is extremely cool. I'm really, really excited. If you guys are Star Wars fans, Saturday, December 14th at 2 p.m., get in Fortnite, go to Risky Reels, and you will be able to watch some never-before-seen footage of the new Star Wars movie coming out.
All right, so I have a little speculation right here. You ready for this?
Okay.
The never-before-seen footage drops, and it's kind of like the marshmallow event. You go, the circle kind of closes in on Risky. Everybody's sitting there. There's like 40 people in the match, right? There's lightsabers everywhere that you can just pick up and run around with. Or that you just have one in your inventory. And then...
That'd be sick.
As soon as it ends, stormtroopers just invade. And literally, that's the only thing that they wanted Risky Reels here for was because they knew that they were going to get this deal with Star Wars. And then, the whole battle of you all doing that just completely destroys Risky, and Risky's no longer a POI.
Huh.
How badass would that be? I think it would be super cool if you just got stormtroopers that invaded and you all got to attack, but... More realistically, I think that everybody is going to... You're going to go in there and everybody's going to be, forced into the Stormtrooper skin. And you're all going to be wearing the Stormtrooper skin while you're watching this. But I think it would be super cool if you could kill some Stormtroopers. I think that was such a missed opportunity, especially with the Star Wars collab that they're doing. I think that they could have done something really sweet with this.
Yeah, for sure.
So, a couple days ago, I had to be completely honest, I haven't played Fortnite in a bit. I played right before the holiday, so I think I played Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. I did not play at all Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving weekend, and I have not played at all this week because I've been super sick, and I've just been literally just coming to bed straight after work because I've been miserable. So, I don't get to partake in this awesome event, but... A surprise event was launched that required the community to work together using bandage bazookas, revives, and playing matches with friends as point counters. So the way that this worked was bandage healing a teammate was worth 1 point per health healed. So if you heal them 30 health, it's 30 total points. Revives were worth 2 points apiece, and playing a match with a friend was worth 5 points. The community of Fortnite was required to reach 2.5 billion points. Dude, that's a ridiculous fucking number, man.
For a rap?
Dude, and it was a 3-day long event.
Wow.
So, naturally, the community was pissed. It was released on November 28th, I believe. Let me double check. Yeah, November 28th to December 1st. So, you got the 28th, 29th. Oh, wait, that's a lot of days. Hold on, I'm fucked. 28th, 29th, 30. Is there 31 days? No, there's only 30 days in November. So, 4 days. To get 2.5 billion points. People were pissed, naturally, and took to Reddit to try and get the developers of Fortnite to either drop the point total or increase the point values of everything that they were doing. However, after the holiday started to wind down, the numbers skyrocketed and they finished with a day to spare. These fucking Fortnite grinding nerds out there are just, oh my, dude, that's a ridiculous amount of playtime.
Thanks, Ninja.
Yeah, right? Thanks, Ninja. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks to all the streamers that are playing from morning till night because you people like me, you don't take a controller for a week and a half.
Yeah, exactly. So, so the reward for this was the Autumn Leaf Wrap, and it looks very much like the fall camos from all the old Call of Duty games, and it is now available for any players who have logged onto their Fortnite account. From November 28th to the 1st. If you did not log into that account, like me, and I'm thirsty, did you at all?
I don't think I did.
Then we don't get that wrap. It's pretty cool.
That's dumb.
It's going to be pretty exclusive, which is neat because I like when they have those like time-sensitive things, like the Rust Bucket back bling and the Fortnite Fortnite birthday back bling, the cake with the one on it. I have those, and I know for a fact they're never coming back, and I really hope that this Autumn Leaf Wrap doesn't. Don't have it. A little salty, but it's super cool, and I like that. I like that it. It's basically a reward for the massive amount of people that played and accumulated 2.5 fucking billion points.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I guess it's actually kind of a good idea. I mean, if you didn't play, it means you didn't contribute. It's almost like if they gave it out to everyone, it's almost like you're doing a group project and you don't contribute at all, but your group gets 100 and you get the A. So I kind of like how they did it. I like how they did it, where if you played, if you contributed, you get the reward. If not, then you don't get nothing.
Yep.
So, all right. Fortnite. Went, sorry, I put a Hershey Kiss in my mouth like 5 seconds ago, dude. I couldn't resist. I'm not gonna lie.
That actually sounds fucking delicious right now. I'm not gonna lie. Dude. I love. Oh my god, dude! So it worked. This person on their desk had fucking Hershey's with caramel in them. Hershey's Kisses with caramel in the middle. Dude, best thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Oh. Well, okay then. Dude. I'm glad. But yeah, so sorry about that. It's
no, like, you're good. You're good. Really good. I understand anyway. Now. Like, I was going to be pissed, but now I understand
okay.
now.
Okay, good. So the Fortnite Winter Royale Duos 2019 was announced. It's a $5 million prize pool each day for 3 days. So that means I give it away $15
million? $15
million. That's crazy. Each region will have their own platform-specific duos competition. There's no official rules have been posted yet.
Heck yeah.
A secret skin is now available. And is that the name of the skin? Serana?
Serana. Yeah.
That sounds badass.
Dude. That's the week 8 skin. I should have separated these because they're like two totally different things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is like the week 8 skin. Oh. And yeah, just,
so,
yep.
I got you. So the new week 8 skin is now available. And it's a girl skin?
Yeah, dude. She's sick.
Her name is Serana. I haven't seen a picture of it. I forgot that we were already at week 8.
She's got red and black leather... leather zebra striped pants. It's bad fucking ass. And she's got like this like crop top leather coat and black hair, black lipstick. She looks fucking tough, bro.
I'm looking at a picture. She looks sweet. Whoa, okay.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I'm all for it.
I'm glad that
collectible styles, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm really glad that they didn't decide to try and go too over the top with this week 8 skin. I really, because those are some of my favorite skins, are the really basic ones. Like I really enjoy I think her name is Ruby. She was released a while ago. She was on the, if you would have bought like Save the World, I think you got her, and you got the guy with like the skull painted on his face.
Okay,
some of those skins are like my favorite. I really like the basic ones. They've been trying to go over the top a little too much lately, and I really like that they kind of dialed it back with this one. I'm very happy with this skin.
I'm all for the very simplified skins.
Yeah, because as of late, we've been kind of really slacking.
Getting like these crazy, and they've just been putting out these like crazy, like over, like you said, over the top skins. And it's just like not really interested in even playing against them or like looking at it. If I get into a build fight with like what, I don't even know, like an ice cream cone, probably gonna lose anyway, but whatever. It's just like, I don't really know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I like the simple skins.
Yeah,
over the top
good.
Skins are like, not my style.
Super good. So the last thing that we have to talk, we have 3 weeks worth of fucking challenges to cover. So I really would, I want to blast through these pretty fast because there's a lot of stuff we got to do. So
pause the podcast seven. If you guys miss a challenge or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Fortnite week 7 trick shot challenges. Two eliminations while at 50 health or less. Consume 3 foraged apples at the orchard. 3 eliminations at Weeping Woods or a just random landmark. Dance at a pipe at the Pipe Man, the Hay Man, and the Timber Tent. I really feel like that is fake news. Wherever I got that from, I believe that's fake news. I didn't go on to like double check these challenges, but I feel like it's 3 eliminations at Weeping Woods, or you know, there's probably a specific landmark.
Maybe that just doesn't sound right. Just be at a, just because I mean, there's so many different landmarks. Maybe it's just like, just go to a landmark.
That's true. I don't freaking know. Dance of the Pipe Man, the Hay Man, and the Timber Tent. The Pipe Man is south of the Snowy Mountain that is south of Misty Meadows. So it's almost off the map. The Hay Man, the Hay Man is southwest of Frenzied Farm, and the Timber Tent is south of Sweaty Sands. It's like the TP thing that has the chest under it. Gain health with a small fry, a flopper, and a slurpfish. 3 eliminations with pistols. Visit 3 name locations in a single match. 500 damage with shotguns. Save yourself from fall damage by landing in a hideout. That's badass. Super Assassin's Creed vibes on that. Jumping
That's
into a
really
hay bale.
Cool.
Yeah. Heal yourself within 10 seconds after taking damage from an opponent. That's not hard at all. 10 seconds is a lot of fucking time when you're in a build fight. Search the hidden T in the trick shot loading screen, and that is under the northmost bridge in Weeping Woods. Man, we flew through those. Damn.
Pretty easy.
Good for me, Dab.
All right. So we got the week 8 dive challenges now. Deal 200 damage to descending supply drops. Complete the swimming time trials at Lazy Lake and Hydro 16.
Yeah, that's that. That's the dam that is like keeping all the water from destroying Slurpee swamps, I think.
Okay, dude, imagine like an in-game event
where that breaks
open. Where that breaks open and like Slurpee swamps gets like completely like flooded.
That'd
and it's like
great.
One big like ocean there. Oh my god, that'd be so sick. Oh, that'd be so cool. All right, so then you got to get 3 eliminations at Hydro 16 or Holly Hedges. Three eliminations without aiming down sights. Search 3 supply drops within 10 seconds of landing. Pull an item, opponent, or catch a fish with a harpoon gun 3 times. Deal damage to opponents 30 seconds of after. Hold on, what?
Bro.
Deal damage.
Bro.
I can't speak right now. Deal damage to opponents 30 seconds of using a glider 3 times.
So, like, within 30 seconds of landing.
Okay, so yeah.
I want to talk about this real quick.
Okay.
Deal damage to opponents within 30 seconds of using a glider 3 times. How many times do you get to fucking use a glider in a match? You know
Depends
what I mean?
Depends on if it's Team Rumble, but
It's Team Rumble, yes. But when I think of these challenges, they are never game mode specific. You know what I mean?
This one kind of is, though.
Yeah, it's very game mode specific, and I don't like that they're doing that. I've never been a fan of forcing you to do things that you don't want to do. So
yeah,
like when they put the zombies in the regular fucking battle royale, I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. I was fine when they concentrated it to that, you know, the central island and where they wouldn't come off that central island. But when you're forcing people to do stuff, not a fan.
Yeah,
and the fact that you took away fucking launch pads, you took away the rifts, you took away redeploy, and then you're like, oh yeah, here's a challenge that involves gliders. Like,
yeah, that's kind of dumb.
I mean, anyway. Like, there's the steamy stacks.
That yeah,
might be a
that's
little,
true.
Might be part of what it is.
But like, how often do people go there? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys will figure it out. So then the next challenge is search 2 chests within 30 seconds of each other 3 times. Mm-hmm. Deal damage with 2 different weapons within 30 seconds of each other. That's a lot, like just pump SMG,
yeah,
AR, sniper, whatever. Harvest wood within 60 seconds after landing from the battle bus in a match. Search the letter E in the dive loading screen, which is on the top of Hydro 16.
Hell yeah. So they really loved Hydro 16 in this, and I was if we weren't already in week 9, I would say that there was a Hydro 16 event happening soon.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But it doesn't look like there is. But I fucking love that idea. I think it would be so cool if the dam broke, or like you just saw like a crack in it. I think that would be so sweet.
Slowly over time started to crack. I mean, we have time. The season won't end till mid-February or whatever they said, but
yep. I think it said early February. That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
All right. So, moving on to the week 9 Chaos Rising challenges. That's just I love that fucking name. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Chaos Rising. Search 7 ammo boxes in steamy stacks or holly hedges. Skydive through 1 ring in steamy stacks. Complete 1 motorboat timed trial. I do love motorboating. Deal 250 damage to opponents from below. I love dealing damage from below. Dance at a green, yellow, and red steel bridge. So the green is southwest of Frenzied Farm, the yellow is directly south of Lazy Lake, and the red is south of Pleasant Park. Get 3 eliminations with shotguns, use a zipline in 2 different matches, get 3 eliminations within 5 meters of your enemy, search 5 chests in a single match, deal 500 damage to opponents while in the water, and then search the XP drop hidden in the Chaos Rising loading screen, which is next to Kevin the Cube in Steamy Stacks. That's all we have. Man, that was like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So, if you guys follow us on Twitter, at CastFortnite, you guys would see that we announced this week. Wait, was it this week that we did it? Yeah, I think so. That we were going to start doing something a little different on here. And we're just going to kind of, at the end of every episode, we're just going to kind of talk and just, you know, how's the day going? Anything fun happening in our lives? Like for
you guys
me,
can feel a little bit more connected.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. I feel like I
instead of just us rambling on, like I'm putting another Hershey Kiss in my mouth.
Dude, fuck it, man. At this point, you already ruined it. I'm just here. I'll do another cough drop.
Sweet. Yeah, so instead of like you guys just hearing us ramble down the list of challenges and all that stuff, you guys can get a look into what we're doing outside of the podcast and in our lives and all that stuff. So,
here, like I mentioned, a little fun thing that happened this morning. I woke up to Megan coming into the room, and you know, like I said, I'm sick, so I just fucking bags of cough drops everywhere. She's like, "Hey, do you remember how many cough drops you had in your bag?" And I was like, "No, I don't count my cough drops like as I eat them. Like it's just a weird thing." And she was like, "Well, there's red throw up all over the floor, so we believe that our fucking dog got into my cough drops and like threw up everywhere."
Oh my, that's brutal. Yeah,
I knew I didn't have many left, and there were still like three left. So I think because she said one of the piles of puke was like completely red, but it wasn't like bloody, which is freaking nasty. But still, there were piles of puke everywhere because my dog ate my cough drop.
Well,
so that was a fun way to wake up.
It's like a tough situation.
Yeah, tough, dude.
Huh. Well, yeah, I mean, just chilling right now watching the Patriots game.
What's the score?
23-16.
Oh, okay.
Chiefs are winning, so.
Okay.
Hopefully. Patriots have the ball with 4 minutes to go right now.
So the real question is, how's your fantasy football team doing today?
Oh, I'm winning. I'll be 10-4, first place.
Ooh, hell yeah. Yeah, I'm getting destroyed in all my leagues. Do you guys, if any of you guys play fantasy football out there, let us know how your teams did this week.
Send screenshots on Twitter of your team.
Yes, please. And if you guys do like DraftKings or anything like that.
Yeah. One of us will reply with like a grade out of like 1 to 10 of what we think your team is.
And we'll see if you beat what'll beat us this week. Dude, I only have 81 points. Tom Brady's got me fucking 10. I definitely forgot to sub out Le'Veon Bell because he was a game time decision. Shit. Got me zero. Dude, the Bears sucked it up this week. They got me -1.
Brutal, brutal, brutal.
Tough. Mm-hmm. But what's my record? I'm 7-6, yeah. This is the first week of the playoffs and I'm getting knocked out. Easy.
Wow, dude. I have a bye in my other two leagues that playoffs started this week.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I'm in my last week of the regular season in my other two leagues. In first place, actually probably second place.
Yeah, but, so yeah. I know we talked about it a little bit, but we did mention that we haven't been on Fortnite lately.
Oh yeah.
So what have you been, I know that you play a lot of 2K.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you do if you're not playing 2K and you're not playing Fortnite? Are there any other games that like pretty much take up all your time?
Take up my time. So like I'm very into like all the sports games. I bounce back and forth between a lot of sports games. Mm-hmm. Right now, obviously, I'm on the 2K grind. But like sometimes I'll play like NHL with my friends, and then I'll play MLB by myself if like nobody else is on or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I've just been playing a lot of 2K.
Yeah.
Just because me and my college buddies will just hop on and, oh, you want to play some 2K? And we'll get up, we get a full squad and whatever. It's really fun. I'm just because they're not really into Fortnite. There's like a really select amount of people that I can play Fortnite with like on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
You're one of them. I know Seth is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tom Brady's running. Tom Brady just picked up like 20 yards.
He's not.
He just picked up like 20 yards. Okay.
Dude, that's the best, though. When you see like somebody like Tom Brady and when Peyton Manning used to do it, when they take off, they would get so many yards because nobody fucking thinks they're going to run.
Dude, hold on. That was 5, 10, 15, 20, like 25 yards.
Dude, that's wild. There you go, Tom. Rack up them fantasy points for me, Chief.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, I there's a specific group of people that I can play with Fortnite with. And everybody's just been busy with the holidays and whatever, so I really haven't gotten to play. Today, I was driving home from Massachusetts from seeing my girlfriend. And on the way home, I was like, you know what? I kind of want to play Fortnite today. I haven't played yet, but I think I might before I go to bed tonight.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be getting on probably directly after this podcast ends, and I'm going to play probably until about 3 o'clock in the morning. So if anyone wants to come over to twitch.tv/abyssalremix, I'm not sure when this is going to be uploaded. I'm sure it'll be within the next hour. Come on over and hang out, and we'll chit-chat about whatever you want to.
Yeah. So that's kind of like what's been going on with me. That's usually what I do. What about you? Do you play anything?
I don't play any other video games other than like,
because you come home right after work and whatever, and you play Fortnite.
Yeah, because I work from I work from 3:30 in the morning and 3:30. Holy shit balls! If I can fucking talk. I work from 3:30 p.m. to midnight, And then I come home and I stream until about 3 sometimes, but not this past week because I'm at 6. So, yeah, I stream until about 3 o'clock in the morning.
And that's usually like I said, Fortnite.
Yeah, at twitch.tv/abyssalremix. Please come on over, hang out. I love everybody that comes into my stream. You guys are great. Lately, me and my friends have had a Dungeons & Dragons campaign going on. We're probably in like month 8 that we've been playing. Jeez. We play pretty routinely every Saturday for the last 8 months, and it's so much fun, and I run it all, so there's a lot of prep. So if I'm not if I'm not playing Fortnite, I'm normally prepping whatever we're going to be doing for the week, and it's a blast. We played yesterday for 8 hours.
Wow,
dude, it's super fun. It's a nice little disconnect from the real world, and I have some friends that I work with, some friends that Megan works with, and sometimes we'll Skype Austin and he'll play with us. It's a really good time.
Huh. I've never gotten into Dungeons and Dragons, but I always heard it was like super nerdy. Really fun. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's hella fun.
I heard it's a really fun game.
Yeah. You know the Hershey Kiss?
Oh, dude, I've had like 5 in the past like 10 seconds. I don't know, dude. I got them. I was at a Christmas party on Friday night, and my girlfriend's boss gave like a candy cane filled with them. So
I think I'm getting roped into going to Megan's work's Christmas party.
Yeah, I was DD that night.
Ooh, that's not fun.
Yeah, it was kind of fun, though, because everybody... I figured it was her Christmas party, so I should let my girlfriend drink.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun, you know?
That's fair.
Because one of us had to drive, and I wasn't going to just go to, like, her boss's house and, like, with all her coworkers, and, like, every one of them were drinking, and then, like, I was the only one that was drinking. So, like, yeah. I was like, you know what? I'll drive tonight. You can have a good night. So
that's cool. That's super
she
cool.
She was drinking tequila and wine all night. I was like, Jesus.
Dude, I got.
She comes in the room and she's like, yeah, I saw this weird brown bottle and it said Jose Cuervo, and I just put it in my apple cider.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh great. So you put tequila. Excellent. You might be on the floor in an hour. No, but it was a really fun night, really fun time. We got back to her house at like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. So
that's good.
It was a lot of fun.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. And you got Hershey Kisses out of it, so.
Exactly. I got like a bunch of free candy and some food. He had really good food. It was like kielbasa and meatballs and chicken and all that stuff. So it was really, really good.
Yeah, I did want to ask you, with it being the Thanksgiving holiday, what was your... I've seen nothing but fucking debates going on about the best Thanksgiving food. In your opinion, what do you think the best food at Thanksgiving is?
Ooh. Okay, so like my thing with like I'm not a big Thanksgiving dinner guy.
Uh-huh.
But if I had to like pick specific food, something that like I know my family makes, my aunt makes asparagus.
Okay.
Every single like Thanksgiving, and it's like so good. It's warm. It's got like the season. It's so good. So probably asparagus, and then obviously the cranberry sauce. I like that. And then we'd go mashed potatoes with gravy. Those would be my top 3, I would say.
I think the only one out of those that sounds halfway delightful is mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah. I mean,
not a vegetable guy. So I'm not a turkey person. I'll eat it, and I'll be happy about it. But if I'm having a cooked, if I'm having like a cooked big ass thing of meat, I would rather it be ham. I think ham is just a lot better.
Oh yeah,
so like Christmas hams are my shit. Like that's what I love. But my dad made actually a pretty bomb ass turkey this year. But my mom makes these fucking like thick noodles, dude. They are to die for, man. They're
sound
like
pretty good
chicken, like chicken broth and everything like that, dude. They're so good. But dude, I can mac down some fucking Thanksgiving dinner. I felt so disgusting after that day, dude. My fat ass was glued to the table for like 2 hours.
Yeah, it was a really fun weekend I had. We went to Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Is that where the Pilgrims came in?
Yeah,
is it really
right where Plymouth Rock is? They actually live like 25 minutes away.
That was a shot in the dark. I knew it sounded familiar for something. I just thought I was gonna make a funny joke, but hell yeah, dude, history buff.
Yep, that's Plymouth Rock. So I've seen it. I've seen the rock.
You're practically a pilgrim,
dude. It's like 10 feet down into the ground. And it's like you have to look down on it.
Really?
I don't know. It's a rock to me.
Yeah, it's just a rock. So,
I don't know.
Nothing significant about that.
Exactly.
Piece of earth.
Yeah. How do I know that wasn't just planted there? Like, is that actually the rock that they like came to?
That's true. It could be. You should write a book about it. conspiracy theory book about Plymouth Rock.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I haven't taken a history class in so long. I don't even know the significance of Plymouth Rock.
Like, no joke. I could probably get it, but I couldn't be like 100%.
Well, give me your best guess right now.
I don't know. I think it's like when the pilgrims came over, That's like where the boat hit or like something like that. I don't know.
Is that what they would ride for miles? Pioneers used to ride these babies for miles.
What are we, SpongeBob?
It's a boulder, yeah. It's literally just a big fucking boulder.
Yeah, but it's not a big boulder. It's like, it really isn't like a boulder. It's like
I'll look at a picture. A boulder like and a rock are like not really different unless you're talking about Dwayne Johnson.
No. Like this is like, this rock is like probably the size of a kitchen sink.
That's not a
boulder. Plymouth Rock.
Oh, that's exactly stupid.
What I'm saying. You see it?
It's tiny. Yeah, I see. I see what you mean. It's like 10 feet into the ground.
That's what I mean. It's like you have to look down on it, and it's not that big. It's like weird.
Dude, somebody graffitied it.
Yeah, people are. I mean, I don't know how they get down. How they get down there?
Probably jump.
Oh, Patriots lost. Wonderful.
Dang, dude.
Great.
All right, so the two most significant primary sources of the... I'm not literally not going to read this whole fucking thing. I just give me a fucking Spark Notes version. The pilgrims didn't refer to Plymouth Rock in any of their writings, so we don't know that any of this is real. The town... when it was described in the town boundary records as a great rock... That's not a great rock. That's definitely not the rock that was there.
It's like a pebble.
It is like a pebble. Oh, wow. This has really got away from us. I think this is where we end it, fellows.
Yes, sir. Anything else you want to say?
I don't think so. Sorry again for missing 2 weeks. We're going to start uploading fucking weekly now. I did forget to mention that.
I announced that on Twitter the other day.
Hell yeah.
Let you guys know that we're going to announce every Sunday, right?
Yes.
Unless there's like some crazy, crazy reason one of us can't. Or even if one of us can't, maybe someone takes the helm and we get an episode out for you guys, even if one of us isn't here.
If we get good enough support, we're going to try and go 7 days a week.
That'd be honestly, if I think over time, let us know what you guys think, like on Twitter and whatnot. But over time, I'd say we have potential to go like 2 episodes a week and then slowly like 3. And then, because I mean, I don't know how you could do a daily. I don't know about daily because it wouldn't be much to talk about.
No.
But I feel like 2-3 days a week, like Monday, Wednesday, and then Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Or,
you know,
well, because we'd be doing it, it'd be like a Sunday, Monday, and that would be like back to back.
Yeah, I don't know. We would figure it out like over
Tuesday,
time.
Thursday, Sunday.
Yeah, so over time, hopefully that's for the future. It's all about you guys showing the support for the podcast. So
yeah,
if you guys like what you've been listening to, definitely let us know, and we'll start getting some more episodes out for you guys.
Hell yeah.
All right, so thank you all so much for tuning in. If we reported anything wrong or we didn't cover something you wanted to hear about, or even if you just want to say what's up, find us on Twitter at CastFortnite. You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Search for Fortnite Newscast and look for the llama logo, or if you have an Amazon Alexa, you can tell her to play the podcast titled Fortnite Newscast. If you would like to become a part of our community, come over to our Discord where you can join our community of Fortnite nerds. Links to the Discord will be available in the description and on Twitter. Thank you all again for listening. We will see you next episode on the 15th. And remember, as always, stay average, gamers.